Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Good morning. This is Sherry Veronica, and today is Sunday with Charlie Spice, and we have our one and only on Sunday with us in studio. Welcome into the studio, Charlie.
Hi, good morning. Sorry, I was dreaming just now.
Me too.
Daydreaming early in the morning.
I was also. It's amazing that you can hear, I can hear the music, and it's revved up to start, and then my mind strays, and I had to actually pull myself back in to say what I did say, and I probably could have said more, but, you know, I actually drifted off, you know, just drifted off as easily as that was. I did drift off.
Yeah, there's so much going on in my mind. I used to think I'm going or becoming senile, but I've just got brain overload.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good to be back in your studio this morning. We've had a break last week. I believe you had a half marathon. What could you tell me about that?
No, I don't like to talk about my races because I'm very slow, and I don't do halves. I do full marathons, but I don't want to talk about that. You know, that is like that's just a little personal thing that I do, and it's the last one because I don't think I could ever do it again. But yeah.
Well, I just want to know whether you did it and if you were successful.
Yes. Yeah, I always finish. Once I start something, I will complete it, yes.
Well, very good. No, that is good. I envy you. I need to get back into some training. Anyway, we're back in the studio, and the focus is on Naked Departure and also the global sex industry, which is my domain.
Right.
Anything to update me on?
There's some topics I wanted to touch on. I wanted to talk about a man who complained about his wife being very masculine and, you know, having a woman in the house with him. She became, I guess, the man in the house, and she, you know, has her significant other with her in the house, and he complained about that. I wanted to get your views on that. I also wanted to talk about Trump and what you think about his wife and what she was close to being what you are, or the same industry, or maybe it was maybe it was just straight up modeling, I don't know, but for some reason people prefer her. They're happy that she is heading to the White House because they see Michelle Obama as being ape-like, and I wonder about that, because even when I was in my journey in the Northeast, a guy asked me that. He says, we would, you know, like when you're sitting waiting for a train or when you're waiting for the plane or whatever, you can have a little discussion with someone who's sitting next to you. And he said, I don't mean to offend you and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He went through all this spiel. And then he said, do you think that Michelle Obama is a man? And I thought that it was the dumbest question. But yet this guy says he was a college professor. He teaches kids. He tutors kids. He speaks in 5 different languages. And he has all the credentials behind him, and he asked that question, and I just don't understand what gets into people's head. And even, let's say that she's a man, and let's say that she's alien, or whatever they believe, how would I know what she is? If she is that, I wouldn't know otherwise, and all I know is
I read the articles and the news releases on that, and the YouTube videos as well. People have had some very convincing argument to point out or to support their claim that Michelle Obama is really a man or was a man or on the way to becoming a full woman. I don't know what stage they were claiming she's at. But I heard some very convincing arguments, and I can't. And it went on for quite a while, so there's a lot of talk about it.
How did these things start?
I can't speak to that. I said that if that is the case, I totally accept her if she is transgender.
But come on, come on. She has baby pictures. She has a mother who's there in the White House with her. She has children. You saw her in the you see pictures with her with the baby and in the hospital after, you know, she has a trail. You know she went to Princeton and then Harvard. So there's a trail. There's more of a trail on her than her husband.
Yeah, I don't believe she is. But if she were a transgender or if she is a transgender, I got no problem with that.
But if she's a transgender, why don't they focus on Barack being a gay president? Because if she's man or whatever they're saying she is, they think about it, it's slanted, it's one-sided. They don't look at him as being gay. They just look at her as being a man. So it's like there's trouble in people's mind. There's something about human beings that makes them think the weirdest thing, and they think they're normal. And maybe they are normal. Maybe when we think weird, we are. Or maybe it's natural to us to think outlandishly like that. But I thought it was such a dumb question coming from a man who said he was a teacher.
Yes, but you know, even though we may decide to believe one thing or the other, once you hear that something like that, you will always, for example, I'm always looking at her now. I see
not
her.
Me. I've
and
never done
see,
that.
I'm sorry?
I've never done that.
No, I'm looking out through the microscope. Every time I see her anyway, I'm looking because those comments are in the back of my mind. So it changes the way you look at someone for the rest of their life.
No, you speak for yourself on that one, because I will never see her as anything else but a beautiful black woman.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, if you hear educated people ask those questions or perhaps make those comments, it does make you wonder.
Not me. Speak for yourself again.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, it doesn't sway me. It doesn't sway me one way or the other, because I realize that even educated people go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself is amazing to me.
Well, you know, would we have a problem if you were?
No, I'm saying that I don't even entertain. When he said that to me, our conversation was over, because we were talking for like a half an hour before he posed that question. And once he asked that question, I think I have a way that I do my face. And I told him, I said, that's the most ignorant question I've ever heard.
I don't agree that's an idiot. I don't agree, because there's so much. We all are more conscious now. We know there's a lot of transgender.
I do not see her. I do not believe that she fits into that category. And it's not even a belief system, because I try to hang.
Yeah.
I try to hang loose with everything that goes into my head and what I don't let into my head. So it's neither here or there with me and her. I do not know Michelle Obama, but I'm thinking to myself that she is the first lady. She's married to Barack Obama, who I actually think he's very attractive, and that's it.
I don't believe it either. I don't believe it either. But do I believe it's possible? Yes, I do. But I don't believe that she's transgender, like they're saying. And people will do anything or say anything to get publicity. And
wow.
I think that's just one of those cases. But if she were, let's look at if she were. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah.
Right now we have an alleged sex pervert and an alleged porn star in the White House. So, you know.
Wait a minute. I didn't know she was into porn. I didn't know she was doing porn.
No. I'm talking about Trump's wife. I mean, she's...
That's what I'm saying. Well, who else would I be talking about? I'm certainly not talking about Michelle.
Oh, I thought we were... Okay.
No.
I've seen lots of naked photos of Trump's wife from the past.
Oh, yeah, but I thought she was just a model. I thought she was a model and she didn't mind. You know, a lot of models do not mind getting naked. It's just part of the industry. But I didn't know that she was into porn.
This is what people are saying.
I see.
It's true, but I have seen naked pictures of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's, you know, from nude modeling to porn star performances, it's not a very
Oh, it's not a stretch?
To make. So
oh, I see.
I hope I don't see any publicity about her as a porn star very soon.
If it is true, it'll come out.
But of course it will come out. But again, you know, it's, what is the world coming to? We've had all these accusations leveled at Obama for being gay, Michelle for being transgender. Now we've got Trump.
Well, he wasn't even American. There was a time that everyone wanted to see his birth certificate. It's just crazy. It's just a crazy world we live in. And, you know, he manages to put on a very, very good face when he's out in public. He's very elegant. He's a very elegant man. And, you know,
yeah.
you have to give him some points for having great poise.
I do have a question, though. How does he keep his hair intact?
Who are you talking about, Trump?
Trump. How does Trump keep his hair intact?
You know he's not. But he's not bald. He does have hair where his hair is.
I heard that. I saw an interview with him, and he claimed not to be. You know,
yeah, because I thought he was bald and was doing that pullover kind of look. You know, when white people get bald, they pull the hair from the back to the front. I thought that was what he was doing, and I realized he's not bald. It's just his style of doing hair. But I'm sure you've seen pictures, photos of Donald Trump when he was young, and he was a handsome dude.
Yeah, I thought so as well. He's not age great.
Nobody, I mean, people age is a real MF. Age can really F you up. I mean, he was really handsome. But you can't say that about Michelle. Michelle looks the same when she was in college. In fact, she looks better now. She was not the prettiest girl, I'm sure, but it must be love between she and Obama, I guess it is.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Obama and Michelle I've got no problem with them at all. I've tried to disregard everything I read because people have come up with all kinds of crazy stuff about them. I just dismissed them.
Yeah, because there was a photo where it was windy and you know how your dress goes back against you, and they were trying to say that her testicles were printed out in the dress. I mean, it's so crazy. It's so crazy.
It's funny that you were talking about this because, you know, you get these videos sent around Facebook and other social media, and I've got some new contacts now that are just flooding me with all kinds of crazy videos, and I got one a few days ago with a man who is very good-looking, muscular, obviously very fit, you know, obviously in the gym and on a regular basis, and as you went down, he actually had a vagina. And I'm looking to see how this could be trick photography, you know, someone created to make it look like that, but it looks so real. And this is a man, muscular, you know.
So he did the gender change? Is that what he did?
There was no information, just a picture. And, you know, so it's just ironic that we're talking about transgender and
And since we're on the subject, let's talk about this masculine woman. This man wrote in that his wife is actually behaving like a man. There's nothing feminine about her anymore. She is 100% man. And what do you think about women who behave like that? And then when we talked about it, in NakedDeparture.com, in the comment section, people were saying that black women are that way, that black women are very masculine and bombastic and blah, blah, blah. And some people were saying, well, that's why they don't look at black women, especially beige and black women. And there's a lot of negativity towards Barbadian women.
Yeah. You said that she moved a woman into the house.
Well, not moved. The woman, her woman comes to the house when, you know, when,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Does she still want to be in the relationship with the husband?
Yeah, because the husband says that if the woman comes back to the house, he's going to fight her like a man. They're behaving like men, and he's going to have to treat them like men, and some blows are going to be inflicted. So that was the last I heard from him. But yeah, I mean,
most men would be happy to share their wife with another woman.
Not a lesbian wife. I would think that if the woman is feminine and they're acting feminine and he's going to get party afterwards or sometime in drawing, yeah, he wouldn't mind. But if two women are acting like men and they don't want him? What pleasure would he get from that?
If she's showing herself to be more lesbian than bisexual, then that marriage is doomed, I suppose. I think she's had enough of the pretending. And I don't think the marriage is going to last very long at all. So I think that he has many questions to ask his wife, and the answers will tell him how to move forward. I don't particularly think it's going to last very long, because
right.
She's obviously tired of the pretense, and she's now decided to be herself.
It's amazing how the table is being turned, because I remember when I was a child living in Barbados, there were two women living in the house, and there was one man, and it got to blows because he wanted to move a third woman into the house. But, you know, these things were happening for ages, for a long time, and now the woman is saying, what's good for the goose? It's good for the gander, and, you know, two wrongs seem to be making it right now.
Yeah. It's, the world is changing, and I think Naked Departure has changed the mentality of everyone in Barbados. I think a lot of people are getting more bold, more brave, and speaking their minds. I think this is what Naked Departure is, one of the benefits of Naked Departure. I am also more bold and more brave because of Naked Departure.
Yeah.
I had a recent experience here in Barbados with my industry, which I want to share with you and your listeners. A lady came to me to interview to work with me as a dancer and also as a Charlie Spice Angel, and unknown to the boss that she's working with in Barbados. When he found out, he called me and he threatened me, and you know, to the point where if we were in the same room, I believe he would have gotten physically violent. And that worries me a lot, because, you know, we're fighting as an industry to survive. We want to become recognized, and we don't want any issues. And so there are very few of us in this industry, and if we're going to be fighting amongst each other like that, because it's crazy. Now, she came to me on her own volition, and because obviously she wants to improve her bookings, and this is the outcome. You know, I think that this should be a message to the people in our industry. We need to come together and talk, because we should not end up fighting like that for women who don't really, obviously she doesn't care about his establishment, and she doesn't, you know, she's here to get the best of everything for herself. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there's a conflict. I think that would be a conflict, because even when, you know, when you're young and you're working and you are at a job and you spend maybe a year or two at a particular job and you learn all the ropes, and then after a while you think, oh, I know this job very well and I'm going to leave and go somewhere else and make more money. That person that started you out for the 2 years, that's an investment. That's an investment in their company. So
yes.
when you up and leave and go and give that your skills, you are better now. You are better now after 2 years, and you go and give those skills to someone else. It's a loss to that particular person. So I'm surprised you do not see it from a business sense that it will be a loss, because, you know.
That is the nature of all types of business. But in our business, particularly adult clubs and the adult industry, we're so marginalized, and there's so much finger pointing, and we've got so much negativity against us. We cannot afford to allow something like that to cause us to be fighting amongst ourselves, because she has the right to do what she wants to do.
We weren't talking about her right. We know that, you know, anyone has a right to take what skills that they have under their belts and improve themselves with a better job, especially when it's more money involved or upward mobility, as they call it, if it's something like that, that they can see themselves moving up the ladder. Yeah, you're right. But what about the person who allowed that to happen? You know, you're not leaving him with anything. You're taking what he has invested and going somewhere else. And I'm saying because of your question, I'm saying
yeah.
that it is a conflict, and if it's happening to you, if someone were to, you were to bring someone in and show them the ropes, and then they'll leave, you will feel it. You feel that.
Yes, I could understand his disappointment and his reasons for being upset, but to let that translate into something that could become physical violence, or I mean, that
yeah,
does
I think,
not need to go that far. That
but,
is,
yeah, that's
that
the
is
part.
Out of order, because his problem is with her, not with me. I never spoke with him. I've got no business with him.
Right.
He came to my establishment, sat in front of me, and talked about getting involved with my organization.
So you know what you need to do. You need to see him. You need to meet with him, or maybe this message here on Naked Departure Radio. You need to meet with him, call him, or whatever, and you have to decide if anyone from his organization is coming to you to work for you. Maybe you should give him a heads up and say, well, are you okay with this? Because that's what happens with other employment. When it got to a point that people began to lose money because they were losing people to other firms, they actually got up and went to the firm and said, if you hire my ex-employees, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have, and they had to talk it out. It had to be.
I agree to a certain extent. I have no problem. And if he had called me to speak in a more acceptable tone and manner, I would be happy to discuss it with him. But why is it my responsibility to do that, although I'm prepared to do so? If it was another company
mm-hmm.
in another industry, you would they don't call each other. That person can leave a company and go and apply elsewhere. That is normal in any industry. So, although I am prepared to speak to him, and if he had spoken to me in a better tone, I would be happy to entertain a discussion and perhaps come to some sort of agreement that, you know, but that's not something that is done in other industries. An employee can go on and apply somewhere else. That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And his problem, if he had a problem, it's with her, not with me. Because
yeah.
I didn't go into his business and dragged her out to work with me. No. So I can see your point, but there's also a protocol as well, too, that, you know.
Right.
I just wanted to share that because that's something. And I'm waiting for him to calm down a bit so I can have a chat. Because I think there's a need for a chat.
Right.
We're too small and there are too few of us to be having these issues.
Right.
And certainly to be fighting like that over someone who would sooner leave my establishment and go somewhere else at the slightest invitation from someone else. So really, we're going to end up fighting, and then she's going to be moving on anywhere somewhere else. I mean, she gets an offer from a client to get married or to become a staunch girlfriend for a monthly subsistence. You'd be surprised. She'll be gone as well. And we're fighting, and she's gone. She's not with me. She's not with him. She's gone.
You're right.
It's so stupid. So silly.
Right.
Okay. Well, this I haven't been. I've been so busy the last 2 weeks. I've not even had a chance to look at nakeddepartures.com. Is there anything that you want to share or you want to discuss?
No. Is that what you wanted to talk about when you say you have something to talk about? Was that lady that came to you?
That was one of the things I want to talk about. But there's another. I was approached by two major companies recently.
I want to ask you something. Before you get into that, let me ask you something, and it's on the same breath of what we were talking about. Before we move completely off of Trump, I have a question. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
A lot of people in Barbados, it seems as though they're happy that Trump has won the presidency, and they're saying that they're going to reach out to Trump to, you know, bring more business in Barbados and whatever, get online with the Trump economic,
yeah.
you know, platform. Is Trump being in office beneficial to you?
To me, I don't see any benefit to me personally or to the industry, to my industry. However, depending on what he starts to do or he does, could impact on my industry. It's amazing how Brexit, for example, the departure of the United Kingdom from the European Union, that had a direct impact on my business because people were traveling, people canceled flights, people started to spend differently. So, yes, what happens in world affairs will definitely impact on the sex industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the Brexit immediately. People who canceled, people who decided not to spend that much are waiting to see what's going to happen after the fallout of you know, and then the same thing with Trump. People are waiting to see. I think investors are going to hold tight. People who spend money on entertainment will hold tight,
mm-hmm.
waiting to see what Trump is going to do, and that will impact me, on me, and anyone in my industry.
Okay.
You know,
so
you
have a wide range of things that can affect you and your industry, even a girl moving from one person to another to come to you. Everything,
yeah.
you know, you're very, it's a very sensitive industry that you're in.
People, I would like your audiences to understand that, particularly in Barbados, that the sex industry is not about Charlie Spice and a few people. The sex industry represents billions of dollars a year. As a matter of fact, the internet, the sex industry constitutes the greater part of the revenue generated by the internet. This is massive, you know. There are hundreds of millions of people in my industry, because everyone seems to think it's Charlie Spice's industry. No, it's more than that. There are hundreds of millions of clients, operators, service providers, professionals in the adult industry. The industry comprises of many sectors. There are people who are agents. There are people who are the professionals. There are people who own businesses. There are people from mainstream Wall Street who invest in businesses in the adult industry. Now, this leads into what I want to discuss as well, because there's a cryptocurrency organization that reached out to me recently because they want to achieve maximum penetration, forgive the pun on the word, within the sex industry for cryptocurrency, because this is the wave of this is the future. Cryptocurrency is trying to decentralize, you know, the way money is spent and then value is transferred around the world. So they reached out to me, and I have offered my services as a consultant to that particular cryptocurrency organization to see if I can become their
you're talking about Bitcoin.
There are several companies besides Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is just one of them.
Okay.
It's just there are many of cryptocurrency companies popping up around the world and generating. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
When Bitcoin, when they started off at a very low value for their shares and the value of a coin, and it went to over $1,100 in short order. People made billions overnight with Bitcoin. So there are many companies like Bitcoin out there now, and they're all mining cryptocurrency. And the sex industry is a target market for cryptocurrency because the sex industry, you're talking hundreds of millions of subscribers and operators, and they all have a need for discretion. And cryptocurrency offers discretion
mm-hmm.
with spending. So when you spend with cryptocurrency, it's not as traceable as credit card or check or cash. You with me?
Yes, of course.
So the industry, sex industry, is a focal, is a target market that offers the greatest one of the target markets offering the greatest potential for cryptocurrency. So I think this is an opportunity for me, and I'm going to go headlong into it if I'm given the chance.
Yeah.
I would like to become a consultant for that cryptocurrency or any cryptocurrency organization out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's I may have found myself another focus.
Right, right.
You know
what? Within your industry, where men like beautiful women and like to be seen in the company of beautiful women, I'm surprised you never went into modeling or beauty pageants and that kind of stuff, because that all that ties in with what you do, isn't it? Doesn't it?
What you're asking me is so timely and so poignant, because my website, charliespice.com, I've just decided to make it a bit more palatable, a bit more vanilla, where I am now creating opportunity for sexy women and men in modeling and promotions, PR, as well as adult entertainment. So I'm going into that direction. I want my website to be a social media platform to identify and create money-making opportunities in a whole range of industry sectors,
right.
such as promotions and PR and fashion and so on, as well as adult entertainment.
Right.
Because there's so many companies that would want to hire a beautiful woman even a law firm may decide, well, we've got too many ugly men in our law firm. Let's find about five or six attractive lawyers. So sexy women who are lawyers or sexy women who are marketing or IT experts, I want to be able to represent them as well, not just the one for booking.
Charlie, we are getting off of Blog Talk. We have 10 seconds on Blog Talk, and I want to thank everyone for joining us on Blog Talk. We will continue streaming on our other facilities. If you go on nakeddepartures.com, you can continue to follow the show there. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddepartures@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddepartures and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Wind by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.